You know, it goes without saying, clearly this is the most challenging of times for most businesses right now, but in particular the hospitality business. It has just been decimated. I know the early indications were that we'd lose 25, now some say 40% of the restaurants and bars that are out there. Hotels are still closed. It's been awfully tough. But one company that really looks like a survivor and actually may be expanding during a period like this is Milkshake Concepts. You know them for Serious Pizza and Citizen and Stir and Vidora. And the co-founder and CEO of Milkshake Concepts is Imran Shaikh, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here, David. Thank you for having me.
So you got these concepts. You're in Dallas and you're in Addison. I know you used to be in Fort Worth. What's the status right now? Have you got everything open?
So everything is open. The only location for us currently that isn't open is indeed Stir in Fort Worth. We are working through some details with the ownership there. We do plan to reopen, but we may sort of transition that concept to something different that we feel is more fitting for that area in the current climate.
Yeah, this has been... This has been such an ordeal. I mean, and especially, I mean, first of all, you have to take on the state. They want to close you down. And then your landlord doesn't want to lose you, but also your landlord wants to have money. Is there any spirit of cooperation that has come out of this whole thing?
You know, overall, I will say that I think we've always maintained great relationships across the board, whether it's with our landlords, our vendors, our investors. And so coming into this, I felt like channels of communication had been open and sort of, you know, coming into this needed to be because there was a lot to navigate, as you can imagine. I certainly, if you had have asked me in February whether I thought the entire state would get shut down in March, I probably would have chuckled, honestly, and say that that was an impossibility. So to wake up one day and find that had happened was indeed shocking and surprising. And I think after the initial shock sort of simmered down, you know, we had to sort of put our big boy pants on and figure this thing out.
You know, I one of the distinctions has been between bars and restaurants, and I know you joined several others in filing a lawsuit against the governor, saying that, you know, there was some discrimination. Is that settled? I mean, have you transitioned what used to be known as a bar into a restaurant and been able to open if you want to?
Yeah, so, you know, that was, you know, there was a group in Dallas that obviously wanted to put that together, and we felt that it was important to throw some weight. I'm going to be honest in saying I don't think that anyone had really thought that much was going to come of it. I think it was more of making a statement. I think a big problem that we were finding, and certainly we were in that group, is that when you are a successful concept, even if you are selling a lot of food, sometimes you may just sell one or two drinks more. That doesn't make you a bar. You're still very much a restaurant. We invest a huge amount into our kitchens and our culinary programs, and are very proud of the food we serve. But yet there was a distinction here that if we sold just a few more drinks in any given month than we did sort of plates of food, which is very easy to do, I might add, because as you can imagine, with one plate of food, someone could often consume three or four glasses of wine. Then all of a sudden we were branded a bar. And so that made life particularly difficult for one of our locations, Stir Dallas, which was which fell into that category.
Tell me about your plans. Are you in a position right now to see the future? I mean, they're talking about a second or maybe a third wave. We certainly haven't seen any fresh rounds or shutdowns. But as an owner, can you plan in a period like this?
So I think first and foremost, we felt like we had to. There's definitely a lot of faith being taken on our part. I think the first shutdown, David, in my eyes, and you know, I'm, as you might be able to tell from my accent, I'm from London and originally, and still have a lot of friends who are also going through similar things, and family across the world, Australia, Dubai. So speaking to just people globally who have been affected by this, I think the one thing that we were all faced with, you know, in March was the fear of the unknown. And I think the initial shutdown was very much geared towards trying to understand how to deal with this, ensuring that, you know, hospitals weren't overwhelmed. I am of the belief that, you know, as we move forward and continue to deal with this awful pandemic, that think that the show must go on, life must go on, and we're going to have to find a way to live with this as we are today. People want to live. People want to socialize. People want to go out and eat. They want to go out and celebrate occasions. And that's the very belief that I've held from the start, is that it's hard to take that human nature away from people. In Dallas, Texas, you know, people love to go out and eat. They love to go out and socialize. I would hazard a guess more people go out and eat here than they do eat at home. And I think, you know, and I think people were genuinely missing that interaction. And so as we look forward, we can just tell by the demand. I mean, obviously, due to social distancing and some capacity restrictions, it's been elevated. But we're running 2-hour waits sometimes on the weekends. You know, I've got people calling me saying, can you help me get in here? So we can see that there's pent up demand. We can feel that people want to get back to living, get back to socializing, get back to enjoying their favorite drinks and their favorite meals. And so it's really based on that belief. And feeling that from our customers, that we feel very comfortable and confident to start to continue our path ahead, which pre-COVID was really exciting and pretty aggressive. And of course, we paused everything and took stock. But we feel comfortable enough now, having, you know, gone into what I call survival mode, right? I said to my CFO, right, it's like a laptop. When it crashes, what do? You go into survival, you know, you go into safe mode. And that's what we had to do as a company, to make sure that, you know, on a cash basis, we were safe, that we could handle anything that was thrown our way. You know, we were talking to the controller about how we handle taxes, to our landlords about how we handle rents. All of this had to be navigated. But I do feel good that we worked hard pretty much every day through the shutdown. I feel today that I've got a better understanding. That's the silver lining for me. I have a better understanding of my business today and our company today than I ever had, because I was given the gift of time, and I never had that time to actually look at my numbers, look at where maybe we were overspending, look at where I could trim the fat, look at where we could be more efficient.
Well, the mere fact that we're talking here 7 months into this labels you as a survivor, and there are a lot of casualties along the way. And there is an argument, especially around here, and I guess other places too, that there was too much competition, too many bars, too many restaurants. Well, there aren't anymore. And I would guess that there's some unique opportunities for people with patience and deep pockets and good investors.
I would agree with you. I think that there's been some really, really sad stories, you know, people who have invested their life savings into that one restaurant that was their dream to have. And it breaks my heart truly when I read about those and them closing. I think in some cases, you're right, there was a lot of competition. I think in some cases, maybe some businesses were already maybe struggling, and then this was the sort of the straw that broke the camel's back. And in other cases, you know, I can't speak for other companies, but, you know, those who have so many more locations right now than we have perhaps are far more exposed. So I think there's a constant shift anyway in our business, right? People are always looking for something new, something fresh, something exciting. So, you know, I think those waves occur. And I think with this pandemic, it just sort of sent this wave crashing, right? And so what you found was that there were lots that unfortunately didn't survive. And there are some of us who have been very fortunate enough to have survived, but also to have taken all the lessons we've learned and prepare ourselves for the future. Because again, I don't believe people will stop socializing. I don't believe people will stop dining out. And so to me, as long as we can navigate all of this, I do believe, to your point, that there is opportunity. And I said that to my team.
So tell me about on Milkshake Concepts. I mean, I'm struck by the eclectic nature of your portfolio, Vidora, Citizen, Sirius Pizza. Stir, I guess, is the exception. You've got, what, two locations and maybe reopening Fort Worth a third. Is that something you're going to settle on? Is that something you want to expand, or do you want to keep opening the different brands?
So, you know, all of the brands really were designed, other than Citizen, which is sort of a unique concept in itself, were really designed to be able to open in different markets and to be able to scale. Funnily enough, you talk about Stir. We pushed go about 2 months ago on a project we had started pre-COVID to open a 4-story, 20,000 square foot Stir in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
And so we are now full speed ahead back on that project with, you know, the target to open, get that open by June 1st next year. That will be our biggest project to date. We're extremely excited about it. We are opening a second Vidora location in Addison, right by our second Stir location, which will open here in the next probably 60 days. Serious Pizza is a fantastic concept because it's pizza, which we know everyone loves, but it's a giant 30-inch Texas-sized pizza. And the concept is fun. It's approachable. It's a price point that really doesn't alienate anyone. And so we're really excited about that kind of concept because I think post-COVID, we want people to come and have fun. We want people to enjoy the music. We want people to interact with our staff. And that concept is geared very much for that type of environment. So we feel very capable of being able to switch gears and operate different types of concepts. I've got a phenomenal team around me, my business partners, you know, our corporate team, and then of course our store leadership is so strong. And, you know, again, so, so proud that everyone was able to navigate this and our full team came back with us, confident, hopeful, excited to get, you know, to get the show back on the road. So tough times, no doubt, probably the toughest of my career to date. But so proud of what we've been able to do to not only get to the other side of this, but paint a bright picture for ourselves on the other side.
Well, and hopefully the toughest you will ever see in your career, too.
I hope so.
For all of us, believe me, we all wish that. Well, look, I can't tell you how much I look forward to getting out and eating some pizza and having a drink. And we'll come see you. And you've got Serious Pizza's closed right now. You're reopening it?
Yeah, Serious Pizza reopens here in the next sort of 45 days, the original location, which has been there for 9 years. Right. We actually acquired that in early 2019, and the plan was to sort of reconcept slightly the interior, take what everyone loved, which was the pizza, repackage it, and then we are also opening a second location in Fort Worth next spring, and then have plans really over the next 36 months to open at least 6 more locations.
Wow. Well, you do have good strong plans, and we wish you well in doing them. CEO and co-founder of Milkshake Concepts is Imran Sheikh, and our guest today. It's good to have you with us.
I really appreciate the time. It's been great chatting.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Sheikh, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.